All opinions are our own. We are not experts and are sometimes wrong. But we look great. Am I right, witches?
I was testing my levels.
Look at this amazing level that we have. It's just like so good.
I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this level is just, I love this level. What a good level we both have happening. Hi, I'm Matt.
I'm Andrea.
And you know what this is, Andrea?
Has-been Hotel.
No, that's not what we're doing. This is, what is this, Andrea?
Reenactment of Has-been Hotel.
No, again, not what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not gonna, it's Am I Right Witches with Matt and Andrea.
Just wanna slip in real quick. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Bow, bow, bow.
Subscribe.
The air horn's back. Bow, bow,
bow. Bow, bow, bow.
You know, and Ray, how much you love us, and tell all of your friends.
And you know what we're talking about today?
No.
Okay, well, I'll tell you that. I think she does know. I think she's just doing the thing.
I do have a sharing is caring.
No, it's not about that.
Because
there's
I did see the total solar eclipse, so.
Okay, fine. I guess
and
we could talk about
that. Was
that
old news because we only recorded once a month, if that. But I haven't reported it to you guys. And I feel like I entered a different dimension.
How so, Andrea?
It was wild there. It was so clear. It was so hot. And it just went to being so dark.
Hot.
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot before. And then it was freezing when the moon went over it, which is normal. And my mom kept saying, she was like, I'm just shocked that it would have that much impact on our heat. And I was like, I need you to be less shocked about that. Because it's just a fact that if something blocks the source of the heat, we don't get the heat.
I mean, you know, not everybody's a woman in STEM like you are, Andrea.
She is.
It's not about what she does.
She is
it's
a woman about in STEM.
It's not about how much STEM she's in.
She's
Andrea,
like, I just can't believe it. And I was like, I really need you to believe it. Fun fact, the light going away without the sun actually setting is horrifying. It's so concerning. My body was freaking out. I was like, maybe the world is gonna end. Because you know how some people were pushing that agenda? I don't know who. But I heard that people were pushing
Andrea
that agenda.
It was Andrea.
It wasn't. But I brought a gallon jug. I got
water.
A whole gallon of distilled water and I brought it with me. And I left it in the eclipse with me. And now I have a whole gallon of total eclipse water. I don't think we talked about how the eclipse was going to affect everyone because I forgot it was happening when we were recording. And so if you're sitting around and you're like 2 weeks before the eclipse leading up to the eclipse, that's the last full moon to the new moon.
That was
a full moon was a lunar eclipse.
There was a lot of energy happening.
Yeah, it was kind of just pushing everything out that it could from your system to start anew. So if you were like, I felt like a crazy raging bitch, that's why.
I didn't notice a difference with myself, so I don't know.
I was
maybe
erratic.
So delightful.
Erratic.
Kidding, I did notice this. I did notice a slight uptick.
But then, you know, the moon went over the sun, and it was gorgeous, and the planets were all in a line, and everything felt really still for a second, and all of the animals stopped except for the bats.
And the birds.
No, the birds stopped.
Not where I was.
You didn't have the full.
I had 90-something percent. Whatever.
It's not the same. It's really not. It's incredible.
Whatever.
It's incredible.
Whatever.
And no, all the birds stopped. Bees stopped buzzing when a total solar eclipse happens. You can take off your glasses during then and just kind of sit around. And it just really felt like the world shifted into a different dimension for like 3.5 minutes.
And
there's this, when it starts to, when it's just about to fully cover it, or when it's just about to, like, start leaving full coverage, it gets a little spot on it that they call the diamond. And it's just a little flare of sunlight right before it's going to, like, hurt you. And it looks like a diamond on a ring. And it was wonderful.
It was so pretty.
It was.
And you sent me a picture.
I did. That my cousin took. I didn't take it. But, if I remember when this episode comes out, I'll post them.
That's why she's the best.
Hopefully this is one of the ones I listen to when I edit them. It will be. It was really just the first one I didn't listen to.
You know, and that's how we quality control. That's how we make sure that all the episodes are up to the standard. Yeah, no, I fully remember the muffins because I was like, oh, right, she told me she was going to give me water and I made her muffins today, or I made muffins today.
Yeah, I still don't have anything to put the water in for you, but we'll get there.
I have muffins for you, so.
If you're out there and you're like, I wish I had Total Eclipse water. And you're somewhat close. I don't know. I don't think I could ship it. That sounds weird. That sounds hard. Maybe I could.
You know.
I kind of just want it. What if, my mom goes, what if you drink it? And I was like, I don't know. What if you drink holy water?
Right in. Should she drink it? Right in.
Should I drink the whole gallon?
The gallon of let us know. We're just like you.
You're just like you.
We're just like you. We drink water.
We take responsibility.
No, we don't. No, I take no responsibility though. That I don't do. Don't put that on me. Don't put
I'm
that on
holding
me,
a Barbie
Bobby.
Right now. I'm holding a made-to-move Barbie. I'm using her as a little fidget thing.
Is she moving?
Her feet are wild. The second you start trying to bend her legs, her feet start flying in all
her
positions.
Legs. The Swedish people.
That's how I say it.
How did this Barbie come into your possession?
I don't know.
Oh, weird. Weird that she forgets. Weird that she forgets these things. She's like, oh, I don't know where I got these muffins. That's what she's going to say later. Rude as hell. But anyway, solar, that's so fun. Because you know what I was thinking we would talk about?
Corn.
Anything but the sun. No, we would talk about day and night and the intersection of divine masculine and divine feminine. I know. You're like, what? That's crazy.
Me? I was admiring Beanie. She's asleep and it's really cute.
Again, so everybody was like, whoa.
But I'm listening.
Crazy.
I am.
That's so wild. That's so crazy. Wow. You've done it again, Matt. And you're all going to be like, wait, but Matt, you go by he and they pronouns. What do you know about divine feminine and masculine? I say just enough.
Well, you know, if there's any lack of the feminine, I'm here.
Thank goodness.
It's all about balance. You know I bring all that feminine energy.
When I think femme.
I think I bring a really neutral energy a lot of the time, unless I'm like being intentionally girly.
You hear that? Andrea's a guy's girl.
I'm not.
Andrea's really
neutral. Absolutely not.
Andrea's one of the boys. You think about Andrea, she's not like other girls.
No,
you
know, my thing was, I was thinking I appeal to straight women and lesbians. I wasn't thinking about men.
You know, Andrea...
I actually didn't even factor them into my thought process right now.
Andrea's kind of quirky.
And I'm feeling really good about that, actually.
Andrea's kind of, really kind of different and kind of unique.
You know what? If you keep stressing me out, my back's never going to recover.
Good. Captive audience, captive co-host. So, Andrea, when you think of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, what do you think of?
I only think of Medusa. She's a divine feminine. She's divine femininity. She's
amazing.
That's all, okay, that's all I think about. And then I kind of think about Apollo, but not like divine. Just masculine. He's just the masculine influence in my life.
But is he not divine? Like, is he not a god?
No, he's... But, like, Medusa is divine femininity. Like, is... The embodiment of it. Matt always gets mad when I prove my point right.
How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, a lot of it is from like older traditions, such as like the Kabbalah. Like, so it's very like,
I don't know what that
spiritual.
Is.
So the Kabbalah. I'm literally going to
plan
read
on explaining.
I did a little bit, but I'm literally pulling up the definition again because I really don't want to. Like, I really don't want to say the wrong thing about, you know,
Matt really just assumes I know all of this stuff. And let me tell you, I learned a lot of religious stuff today. That wasn't any of it.
So, Kabbalah is an esoteric method, discipline, and school of thought in Jewish mysticism.
I thought esoteric was a bad thing.
It depends. That's a whole other conversation. But that really does depend.
It is.
And there's a lot of older traditions that kind of, I mean, think about mythology. I mean, it comes from a lot of different sources. And I mean, that's why, like, the divine feminine and divine masculine is all often thought about man versus woman. But then obviously, as things got more nuanced, the more people thought about it and the more people dug into it, obviously it's going to be much more like the men and the women. And I do think even back then there was men and women could have different aspects, but it is traditionally, especially in mythology, traditionally divine masculine and divine feminine are assigned like directly to gods. Like the sun god Ra and Hathor are like the pairing of the divine masculine and the divine feminine.
We love the sun god Ra and Hathor.
Everybody loves Ra.
I forgot about that. If everybody you haven't seen it, it was a meme and it was everybody loves Raymond, but they...
Everybody loves Ra.
Everybody loves Ra.
Yeah, because the divine feminine is often... I mean, there's a couple different aspects of it. Like, there's the sensuality, fertility, nurturing, creativity, like, beauty, abundance, fluidity. Like, kind of like the Empress card. Like, you might think of, like, that as defined by, like, the Empress card in the tarot. And then there's, like, the High Priestess side of, like, the... intuition, like kind of, you know, because you have to be a girl to be in to have intuition.
Now, when Andrea. You say fertility,
yes,
is there an aspect of it like outside of the body?
I don't know. I never thought about that.
Because I think nowadays that maybe fertility isn't the best attribute to give to femininity because it actually causes a lot of discourse.
Exactly, which I think is why, as we know, we grow and we said, I think it just gets more nuanced because I think it's hard to attribute that. And I mean, even in mythology, I mean, there's fertility gods. So I mean, I think it's kind of like...
Right, but like...
You can't...
I feel like also like land can be fertile, right?
Yes.
So if you want a good harvest, you could like work fertility into that. And I think that's great. That's why I was like, are there attributes outside of the body, outside of like biologically?
That's interesting. And I do think there are. I think you just said it.
It's farming.
I think you're on the case. It's farming.
There's only one. It's farming.
And then there's like, again, the spirituality, unconscious, like intuition piece of the divine feminine as well, which you can see more in like the attributes of the high priestess. As opposed to, again, this is like in more like definition, traditional definitions of like divine masculine having to do with like structure and more like rigidity and things like that having to do with like the emperor of the tarot versus like the social norms and order such as like seen in the high priest or hierophant. So I think it's very like these are not necessarily like things that we might always associate with being feminine or masculine, but I think again in the olden times, who's to say? You know, and then there's also the associations of, which was interesting, is like the sun is often seen as masculine while the moon is more feminine, and like Apollo and Helios being more masculine and like sun god Ra, and then versus like Selene being more feminine. But then there are religions or mythologies like Norse where Sol is a woman.
Yeah.
So it is interesting how the sun in that was considered often to be masculine, but then it's like, so what does that mean then? So what does it mean? So then it gets to the thought of like, then what is it? You know, like,
what I don't is know. Masculine? Is it what just is us feminine? Imposing our gender binary on the world around us?
Like, yeah, literally. Like, that's what I'm like, what are we
doing here? So tell me more about it, Matt. It sounds like a very nuanced topic. Ow.
Well, I think one thing I really liked is there is a myth. Are you okay over there? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. The charger's really hot.
I also think there are some goddesses, like the triple goddess, the Morrigan, or Sekhmet from Egyptian mythology, who are really good at showing like different versions of the divine feminine, because classically it's like they weren't demure or forgiving or gentle. Like they were violent and vengeful and bloodthirsty. Like, Sycamore had to be stopped because she was going to wipe out, like, the whole human race. And Medusa, who is divine femininity, but also is not...
Well, she's also feminine rage.
Yeah, so she's also feminine rage. So I think it's interesting because, as you were saying, nuance.
They go hand in hand.
Exactly. So as you're saying, it is nuance. Like, it's more than just... It's more than standing back and being creative or fluid. It's also, it could be very assertive and aggressive, even though those might be attributes that are thought to be more masculine in traditional senses, even though
yeah, girls can be aggressive too.
I mean, so I just feel like, you know, girls could, of course, you know, as Barbie says, girls could be anything.
Even aggressive.
Even aggressive.
That's a direct and, like, there quote is a from myth, Barbara herself.
There is a myth, which again is talking about the balance of divine feminine and masculine, where the sun god Ra is in a very, basically, he's in a very bad mood and he's very upset and everybody's trying to, like, get him to be happier. And Hathor, again, in her mythology, who's just a big chunk of her mythology is that she's perfect. She
Incredible.
Flashes him. She takes off her clothes and is, like, dancing around.
Good.
You know. And he literally laughs and is in a much better mood and is like, wow, she's so gorgeous. And they also, some have theorized that that also has to do with the importance of the balance of divine masculine and divine feminine. Because, you know, divine masculine needs divine feminine and divine feminine needs divine masculine. Mm-hmm. Which also connects to things like the mythology of the cycle of, like, Hathor being a creation of Ra, but then also being the mother of Ra. And then also being the wife of Ra. So it's like, you know. And that also brings us to cycles. I was also looking at, when I was getting into this topic, day versus night. Because then when you're thinking about, like, divine masculine, divine feminine, sun, moon.
But I thought they were mother-daughter.
I don't, well, that's a very great question.
I thought they were mother-daughter.
Well, that's a great point, Andrea. You might have heard of Nyx and Hemera. I love them both so much. Nyx is the night. And you might be saying, Matt, what do you mean? Okay, sure, I'll tell you more. I'll go on. Nyx is the mother, and she is the goddess of the night in Greek mythology. Nox in Roman. And Hemera is the Greek day. And D-I-E-S, I can't pronounce it, is the Roman equivalent of Hemera. And you might be thinking, okay, but, like, so what kind of magic, what kind of associations, like, what would I want to be doing? So the big thing with, again, with daytime is things that are more associated with, like, solar magic or, like, things during, like, holidays such as Letha or things where you're celebrating, like, the sun returning, the summer solstice. That's when you want to be doing things during the day or when you're doing things in correspondence with goddesses such as, like, Hemera, who is very strongly having to do with the day, as opposed to other nocturnal goddesses, like...
I'm so sorry. Very strongly having to do with the day. Like, she's not, like,
she is the
actual day.
She is the day. She is. She is. And then there are also nocturnal goddesses, or so I've heard. Like, Nyx strongly has to do with the night.
Not a single one of them.
Nyx strongly has to do with the night. Strongly associated. Hecate, again, strongly associated with the night. And then there are other gods, like Morpheus, who's dreams, and Hypnos, who sleep. So I have a feeling they might, you know, come at night. And if you want to be doing associations with them, and if you want to be doing things like with your sleep and dreams,
father-son
I mean,
duo.
That might happen at night. What do I know? They are a great father-son duo. I mean, you get it. You've been there with me. You understand.
What, with sleeping issues?
Or, yeah. And lunar magic. Guess what time is, it better to do lunar magic at daytime or nighttime?
High noon.
Like tea. When you're having your
that's
lunch.
That's so funny. I was like the seltzers.
Like the seltzer. And I'm like the tea.
Like the vodka sodas.
You know, when you're having your vodka soda and you think, it's noon.
It's noon. Let's talk to Celine.
Oh my God. I can't. When you're like this. Oh, man. And Queen Persephone, the night, we love her. But then she's also, Queen Persephone, one thing about her, I'm letting you in, a little secret. She's actually duality. She actually has to do with spring as well. I know.
She's dichotomous.
What?
I said she's dichotomous.
She is. One thing about her is, and speaking of divine feminine,
full of that dichotomy.
Full of it. And so if you're doing solar magic, do you think that's better to happen during the daytime or during nighttime? Andrew dropped her mic. She's very busy.
It knocked over. What was the question?
So if you're doing solar magic, do you think daytime or nighttime?
Dusk.
No, the wrong.
That's when Nyx sees her daughter.
Even though I like how the mythology, it's like they don't see each other. Andrea, I think they see each other.
Of course they see each other.
Andrea's like, no, I think they find a way.
That's horrible that they don't see each other. She loves her kids.
You know, I just feel like successful women. Why do we always try to keep successful women apart?
Come on.
Come on.
There's dawn and dusk.
You went like Hesiod or like the famous writers. You're like, come on. Come on. Let them see each other.
And when it's bright at 8 o'clock at night in the summer, you're not saying, oh, it's the daytime. I stand by that point. That was my
original
point.
How light is it? How light is it?
When I went to Ireland that one time, like 7 years ago.
Yeah, when you study abroad once?
The sun didn't set until like 10:30.
What? But was it 10:30 in the daytime or at night?
That'd be wild if it was the daytime. It'd be an insane thing.
And then what? How light was it?
And I'm telling you, 10 o'clock at night is not the daytime.
Oh my god, I can't with you when you're like this.
It's a little crossover. It's the Jimmy Timmy Power Hour.
What?
The Jimmy Neutron Timmy Turner Power Hour.
Okay.
The Jimmy Timmy Power Hour.
What about the owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadone? Who's that?
Owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadone?
I can't with you.
I can.
So when you're, especially if you're doing deity work, it's important to know like when your deity that you're working with is most active. Because if you're reaching out to Hemera like at 4 a.m.
She's sleeping.
Or like midnight. Like she's not gonna be like, oh wow.
You had to roll back 4 a.m. because sometimes the sun rises. Yeah.
Or sometimes, I don't know, people get they start their morning, like those freaking people online.
That's
like,
when I go to bed a lot of the time.
When people online are like, well, when I wake up at 4 a.m. to do my push-ups, and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, my dad does that.
Shut up. You know.
It's wild. We cross paths. I'll go to pee before I go to bed, and he'll just be waking up.
And is his life much better for it?
I mean, he has diabetes, so yes.
Okay, good. You know? This just in, diabetes, get up early.
Well, it's more work out and eat well.
I don't know. I think I know what the gist is. I am, you know, I think I know. So just so you know, I think I know what the temperature is.
Like Sean Paul.
Oh, God. Also, baby, no money. I've discovered him recently. After you kept talking about
him. I'm gonna scream. What do you mean you discovered him? Recently,
I discovered him.
I've been in love with him for years.
I plucked him out of
since at least 2022.
I plucked him out of obscurity.
He just did the thing with Smosh. Get out of here! He's bigger than ever.
He's back, and he's bigger than. How big is he?
They're gonna do another baby gravy, I think. I'm so into the whole Young Gravy music verse that's going on. It's really just Young Gravy and Baby No Money.
Oh, I know you are.
But Young Gravy's friends with Lana. Did you see the picture he posted? Probably not.
I did. Lana, I got the finger on the pulse. Like Lana, we love her.
He's releasing a country album.
Good for him. Good for him.
I'm really excited about it. I love Young Gravy and Baby No Money.
Country is not my favorite. I mean, Beyonce did a good job. We respect Beyonce, but I just don't care about country that much.
I care about Young Gravy. And I think he'll do it justice.
I mean, I sure hope
Beyonce
so.
Did it justice.
Well, yeah, no. Beyonce's country should be so lucky.
And Miley Cyrus is always welcome to do country.
I mean, bye for bye. Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, look it up. The truth is out there.
Anyway. Tell us more.
Yeah, no, so What?
I said, anyways, tell us more.
So Thor, Divine Masculine. I love Thor so much. I just thought I had to mention that. That I love Thor.
Cuddle with a bear at night that's dressed like Thor.
A Thor,
very
a Thor
masculine. Bear. Very masculine.
And again, we have the dichotomy of the Divine Feminine versus the Divine Masculine when we have the sunshine day of Apollo and the moon night of Artemis and Diana. Because they are symbols of Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine, and I love them both so much.
I do
love
get
them
that.
All so much.
Like, well, I get, no, I just, I get the moon being Divine Feminine because we are controlled by it. So.
What does that leave? Like,
I mean,
the sun,
they could just give us the day too.
You make a lot of interesting points, and you really know just what to say.
The men really got a handle on the Supreme Court. The least they could do is give us daytime.
And I bet you, back in the day when they were discussing these matters, and absorbing,
they said, "Look at the
whatnot.
Supreme Court."
Yeah, I bet you that was the first thing they brought up. Alrighty, well, yeah, that was my 2 cents about that, and about working with moon magic obviously at night, and working with Divine Feminine, and about how there are different gods and goddesses that you might want to check with what times they're most active, because different gods and goddesses are active at different times. You know, I'm just so ready
and
to help.
Always be ready to have a discussion about the binary.
Yes. Even if you're non-binary and you think it's ridiculous. And
I'm
the one who
just
brought this topic.
Saying, Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine does not mean you have to adhere to any binary still.
Exactly.
You can make it work for you.
And again, you could use they and then be like, well, let's talk about it and have a great time.
Or you could not talk about it, and that's fine too.
No, I think we have to. I think everybody has to have at least one good note. Because I just feel like society doesn't talk about the binary enough. So it's up to us, private citizens.
Well, it's really about talking about breaking the binary.
Oh, right. Okay. Gosh darn it, you know? I'm just a he-they recording in front of a woman.
I'm just a she-her.
Asking her to love them.
Who's about to start a period.
What?
The moon said so. I talked to Celine last night. She said, girl, it's coming Monday.
I love Celine, and I'm not afraid to say it.
That's what happens to every girl every month. Their moon goddess of choice comes down.
Every girl? Every single girl has her period? Every single girl has her period every month? Interesting. Cancel Andrea.
You know what? I like to believe the moon goddesses come down to the women who don't have periods too, and say, it's your emotional time.
The Celine comes out of the trans woman and says, hello, hi, I'm Celine.
Yes, I was just counting them as normal women.
Normal women?
Yes.
Normal
all of them are women.
Normal women, everyone. You heard it here first from Andrea.
Yes, all women are normal women.
I'm watching her.
I don't know what he's saying against that.
Everybody write in. Everybody bring in pitchforks.
He's trying to cancel me over saying that all women are normal women.
Everybody get torches.
Including trans women.
Everybody get torches. I'm just gonna...
I swear to God. Do you want to give like a reading or something?
Oh my God, me?
Do you want to do a reading that says that you're a misogynist who doesn't care about trans women?
Well, actually, it's the one pronoun I don't use.
Exactly.
So. That's the one pronoun I don't use.
He hates us.
I actually was thought about it and said, I said I already have two. I said I already have two pronouns. I can't. That's too much of a stretch.
I mean, I think the point... The general structure of pronouns is everyone has two.
No, I think I don't know what you're talking about. I would never gaslight you, Andrea. I would never gaslight you. But you sound crazy.
Swear to God.
I think you're actually hysterical. Like, I think that you...
Give me a reading to see if I need a hysterectomy.
I just checked. They said yes. I actually found the first ever yes tarot card. And it just said yes on it.
Oh, no, that was my joke from earlier this weekend. How
yes,
dare
it
you?
Was. It was Andrea's joke from earlier this weekend. You?
I don't remember a lot, but I remember every joke I've ever said.
Well, yes, the Two of Cups. Yeah.
I said someone was giving Matt a reading, and I joked that they were just going to pull out a card that wasn't even a tarot card. It just said N-O. He restructured my joke and presented it as his own, like any typical man.
Just like a man.
Your man side of your pronouns is really showing.
Your man side? Not your divine man. Not your man side.
I really like your they side.
My they side would never. My they side's disgusted. I like how we always do readings, and yet I'm always like, oh, reading? Let me get some gar. Every time I'm like, that's over there. Let me grab some cards. BRB. Okay, I'm back.
I don't want anyone to worry. I set up a little portable fan in front of my charger. That's really hot. Cool it down.
Having some of my swoon pink lemonade. It'll always be Barbie to me.
They don't call it Barbie anymore?
Nope.
I hate this year. I liked last year so much more.
And they moved it out of like the main section. They moved to like the side of an aisle. And I was like, how dare you?
2023 will always be the year of Barbie.
Yeah, and really I'm upset that it's no longer 2023.
But it's good to like look back on a year and be like, I miss it. You know, it hasn't happened in a while.
So, what deck do you want?
I don't know. It's always whatever feels right. Pick something based off of what Venus would want.
All right, bestie.
Interesting.
So interesting.
I just watched, what was it? When I see you, I fall apart
like a zombie.
All of Boys for Now are Max Greenfield.
To the prombie.
Schmidt from New Girl. That's who Boys for Now is.
I love you so much. It's scary.
I love Bob's Burgers. I've been wanting to tell someone this take for a hot minute because I've been rewatching it. I love Bob's Burgers. I think the new stuff holds up with the old stuff. I think it's really funny. I think this new season is really funny. There are few things that are better than season 5 Bob's Burgers.
I agree.
Dawn of the Peck?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So, what is the vibe of this reading?
I don't know.
10 of Cups.
It's just a chuck-in with Venus, I guess.
10 of Cups.
Wow. It looks like you're using a Care Bear deck.
It's my Tinseltown Tarot by...
It's very cute.
I love her. I follow the lady on Instagram. It is... Oh, look at what I put in the back of the deck!
Wait, say what it is, so when I edit, I'll know.
But it's like that vintage babe, or that vintage something, or that vintage... But yeah, I'll send it, so we'll put it in the link. I love her. She's so nice. She
was about to start gatekeeping. Matt's really the villain of this episode.
10 of Cups. So your emotional well-being.
What about it?
This is what we're talking about.
Okay.
And we're talking about 10 of Cups also has to do with like completing cycles, and it has to do with friendship, love, emotional well-being. Again, cups, excuse me, water, emotions, feelings. So this literally has to do with your emotional well-being. Especially in the realm of like friend, like family, friend, more so love and like friends.
Okay.
Oh, the magician.
I'm gonna date a magician.
No, you're having issues transmuting what you want into real life, and you feel like you're having a hard time taking control over certain situations in your interpersonal life.
That feels like the old me.
Okay, you're right. Never mind.
That feels like a few months ago, Andrew. I feel like I'm doing okay right now.
I'll leave the reading behind that. Never mind. And then, so how do we step forward from this? What is a good coping thing that can help us? We have the 2 of Cups and we have the Ace of Swords.
Of course.
The two of Cups. So the 2 of Cups,
obviously,
often has to do with like love and meeting a new person, but that's not what I see this as for you in this reading.
Matt's just jealous.
You got me. Can you imagine if I was like, you're right, it's your husband.
You're giving me a false reading. Don't date anyone for the foreseeable future.
There's going to be a man. Run away.
Run far. He's going to seem perfect. He's not.
This reading's for you. Is this reading finding you before... Looks at the calendar. Is this reading finding you before May?
Oh my god. It is, it is. Wow, it's just for me.
Is this reading finding you in 2024?
This reading is just reading finding you in this Google Meet you have with just me?
Is this reading finding you in the Google Meet?
It is, it is.
Then this reading is, hi, I have a reading for you. Well, hello, I have a reading for you. That was the good old days back when I was maybe it? I should start doing some of those again.
Oh, that would be fun if you're into it.
You know, we live the life.
Do we?
So the Two of Cups is a man you're... No, I'm kidding. The Two of Cups is a woman. No, I'm kidding. The Two of Cups.
Renee Rapp.
No, she has a girlfriend. So.
I know, and I'm devastated. I'm devastated. She's an inch taller than me.
Woman, like...
Yeah, but half of them are like 5'2". It's fine.
We go step over them?
I just like when people are taller than me.
So.
I lost a 5'8".
We have the Two of Cups, which has to do with, in this specific case, I'm getting that has to do with a specific trusted ally. I don't know who this is, but this is saying that, again, as you had been talking about, kind of taking a second, like, not having to react right away. So this is like, it's good to take that second and go home and kind of have that safe place to kind of debrief. But it's also saying that there might be like, you need to find who your allies are in real life that you can trust, that you can kind of come home and debrief too when you need it.
No, I do though. Oh my God. Everyone's just trying to get me to talk to my mom more. I swear to God, that's the message I've been getting from every single work I've been doing.
Okay, so next card, we have the Ace of Swords.
Ooh, he's doing a little tap dance.
He is. So
giving
them
the old razzle-dazzle.
So the Swords is about, like, again, mental health. It has to do with, it's like the air signs. It's the...
I'm an air sign.
What?
I'm an air sign.
Well, look at that. And this is talking about turning a corner. So I know you had said that, like, you felt like the first card I had said was kind of you, or the other card was a few months ago. So maybe this is talking about turning that corner and that you are making the right, you are working on it and making some of the right steps.
Well, what if we ditched the maybe part of it and we said that's definitely what this card is saying?
So you do like how I like to be negative? For the one card that is really positive, I'm like, maybe it means this.
It might mean that. I'm not sure. I don't know how good I am at this.
I'm like, you need to find somebody.
Now is not the time for the imposter syndrome.
But then I have a card about you're getting it together. I'm like, you might be turning.
I don't know if I'm that good at this. It's saying you're getting it together.
I don't know.
I think I might just be really bad at it.
I'm like, yeah, maybe I put these cards back.
Andrea worked on herself? No. It is shocking. I refused for a while.
Now we have the Three of Wands. So the threes are about collaboration. The threes are about, but in a different way than the two. So the two is about like building partnerships, and the three is about expansion into more of a balancing act. Like you'll have, because you know, it goes from like 1 to 10. So like there's the one, which is to start new things. There's the two, where you're kind of getting into it. It can have to do with partnership and juggling. And so then the three is when you're kind of heading into like where you're heading towards the four, where the four is stability, but the three isn't quite there yet. But this is actually what you want to avoid. This is like a card of what to avoid. So it's saying to really be careful. And again, kind of what I said before with the like finding out who you can trust. And it's like specifically right now, you're safe, you're in a good place, but to really kind of listen to what people are saying to you and kind of make sure you're not getting like, I don't want to say gaslighting, but like bad feedback, and like make sure that like, when you're speaking, you're feeling heard, and that you feel like you are getting like good feedback, and that you're confiding in the right people.
So, like, when I get an email for a Nigerian prince who's really hurting for some cash, I shouldn't.
Yes, literally, exactly. But like, that is the meaning, though. Like, that is what it's saying, though, is that it's like really be careful about who you could like trust right now, and that not everybody, not maybe there might be some people that don't have your best interest in mind, or might not be putting you first in situations. And just
there's so many people not putting me first.
Exactly. So, you know,
I'm very aware of that.
You know, I might not be good at this. No, kiss. I can't. That was funny. Wait till you get your angel reading in an upcoming recording. that I may not be doing soon with you.
We record just a bunch of these at once. For you, guys. This is for you.
Me?
No, the listeners.
Did this reading find you? Did this comment find you in a Google Meet? God. Well, this has been so good. Love you all. Mean it. Bye. I'm leaving. Goodbye. Okay.
All right, bye, guys. This is an abrupt ending.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm heading out.
Where? To the next episode?
Ooh, that's where I live. I live in the episodes.
I'm having an episode.
Did this find you in the Google Meet? Did this find you in the podcast recording? If so, this podcast is for you.